about this last night. Amir from Honoris, the Mik Chaim, with his chevra on New Year's night. No one knew that it was New Year's because they all went according to our calendar. But he used to make l'chaim then. And whatever, this is minig. Took out mashka and made l'chaim. Got everyone together in the shul. Whatever, people just said it was nice. You know, in the winter it's cold, get it some together. Anyways, one of the chevra found his way to the big city and kind of went off or on or whatever. He found his way and he was there for a bit and sowed his oats and did his thing and found his way back to the shtetl. And when he got back to Premishlan, to the shtetl, having seen the big city and seen the world out there, he gets back and it's sure enough it's winter and it's one night in the middle of winter on a Monday night. Make l'chaim, and this guy he knows that it's New Year's. He went up like no one else knew. It was a bunch of guys. So he went over the river after and said, "What's going on? It's New Year's, you know." Like I nafalo asimon, like you got it. This is what's. So Meryl said to him that there's kedusha and klipa, that on this day there are people in the world who are gathering and celebrating. They're spending time together. Friends are spending time together, and they're making resolutions. They're connecting to his chadshus, the starting new, and they're saying l'chaim, and they're enjoying themselves. You know, they're running and we're running. They're making l'chaim and we're making l'chaim. So, by means of poskim b'chvod achsanya, like the Gemara says, so sitting together on New Year's morning, on their New Year's morning, but we all. We're also living in this world, and we're also using their calendar, keeping track of time also their way. So to set aside time on a day which, like the whole world, is getting together and celebrating and strengthening bonds of friendship and making resolutions. So l'chaim l'bracha, l'chaim l'bracha, that we have the opportunity to get together. And thank you to Danny, to Jenny, to Bali Bayit for... I don't know, taking in a schlepper from Eretz Israel to sleep in the basement a little. And also for just to get everyone together, it was really like the whole idea and the whole thing came from their friendship and from the fact that their house is so open. And it's amazing to see everybody. Like really, really, really very special to see everybody. Okay, these sheets were Xerox and Kapi Yofi and Ramat Hashemah, so you could smell them. They need good papers. Nothing.
You have a tab there?
I do have a tab, actually, now. It's like you reach a certain stage in life where, like, you know, you have a tab and Kapi Yofi. Your name? Buenos dias. Feliz años nuevos. Klal Yisrael is going to Mitzrayim this week, and if we're living with the times and we're aware of what's going on in the world and we're aware of what's going on in the parasha, which is what's taking place in all of our lives, the Frat of the Klal, we're in Mitzrayim, and talk about Kedusha and Klipa. We're in Mitzrayim, and we're in the grind. Vayavidu Mitzrayim is Bnei Yisrael Befarach. Vayavidu is Beruchnias, and Befarach is Begashmias. We're stuck in Mitzrayim, and we're working. Vayavidu is Beruchnias, and Befarach is Begashmias. Vimaru is Chayayim, and our lives became embittered there by Avodah Kasha, with hard work. Bechomer. Physical material, bilvanium with these bricks, v'chol avodah b'sadeh, and all of the other work that took place in the field. The field always represents the world of doing. It's why the Ari HaKadosh would go to the field on Erev Shabbos in order to collect all the sparks that had fallen into that world of klipa, into the world of doing, to elevate into the place of holiness. V'chol avodah b'sadeh. As kol avodasam, all of the work asher avdu bahem b'farach, all this backbreaking, difficult work, the emphasis of farach over and over, And the emphasis on vayavidu, or the root of the word eved, to work, to be enslaved, to be in that grind. And it was bitter, and it was difficult, and it was hard. Kotzer ruach, avoda kasha. The Ramban points out that the detail that's just laid on to the specific type of work that Klal Yisrael were doing, this is that we were working hard, but that we were engaged in Pitom and in Ramses, which the Chizkuni says were commercial centers. We were working in places of an urban commercial center. We built cities for them. And we were in those cities, and we were stuck, and it was bitter, and it was difficult. And Ramban points out that specifically the whole idea of Levanim, of creating these bricks, is that the Jews were going around collecting straw. The wind would blow, and the straw would blow all over the place, and they have to go around and collect the straw and mix it together with mud. On Chol Hamoed in Israel, you can go to right outside Shalvim, they have on the kibbutz there, they have a Chavaya B'Kramim, and you can make bricks. Pesach Chol Hamoed, you can make bricks the way the Jews made bricks. You take mud and you pour water on it and mix it with sand, and then go around collecting straw. And they have it in a big crate, they have it in a big box of straw. So when we were there, Chol Hamoed, I threw the straw out of the box, and it's all over the place. And Yael got annoyed. What are you doing? It was in the box. I said, this is the way, you want to do it the way Jews did it. So this is the way Jews did it. They go around picking it up. The Ramban said they had to bend down and pick up every little thing. And if you ever cleaned up toys, and God willing, you'll have the opportunity to clean up toys after your children, over and over and over and over and over again. It's like going, bending around, picking, it's, you know. Then yes, the Ramban said it was like Paro trying to lower the Jews. It was trying to break us, to put us in a state of pizur, in a state of being scattered. Physically having to schlep around and create these bricks. The Rebbe pointed out that it's in the Shulchan Shabbos in the Mamar on Shmos, that specifically Levanim, specifically these types of bricks, as opposed to hewing stone off of somewhere and bring it, like in Jordan, or the holy sites in Jordan are hewn out of rock into the mountains. They have such a thing in Egypt. You can hew a palace or a place out of an existing stone. But Paro specifically wanted Klal Yisrael to get into the headspace of Kochi Vatzam Yadi, that I'm building this, that I'm doing this. So that the avoda that was taking place there was an avoda that was trying slowly but surely to detach us from the mentality that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us everything. And that we're the ones we're creating. That's what Yaakov Avinu was afraid of. So Yaakov was worried about. So Yaakov, Hashem had to come to Yaakov, Bemaros Laila, and say, Al Tira, don't be afraid. He was worried that we would get to Mitzrayim, and he knew Bris Ben Havsarim, the story was already, like the narrative was already written, we knew what was going to happen, we would go down to Egypt and become slaves somewhere. He knew we were going to have to be involved in physical work. So when the Shulchan Aruch uses this pasuk, based on Chazal, and explains that all the different types of work that we were doing really reflect inner working, Chomer is Kal V'Chomer, Levanim is Libun Halacha, and all these things are trying to like create something existential, referring to the fact that the Jews were working and struggling physically as reflecting or mirroring something deeper that's taking place, and that the tikkun of that would be being involved in Torah and spiritual pursuits. That's what Yaakov was afraid of. He was afraid that we'd be stuck, Kedusha V'Klipa, that we'd be stuck in this place, detached from holiness, or thinking that we're detached from holiness. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov teaches. And this is the one idea that I thought we could learn together today. Just one thought from the Baal Shem Tov that really sheds light on what was happening in Mitzrayim. And not just what took place then in Mitzrayim. But we know, b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, chayav adam liros of atzmo, we have to see ourselves as literally having gone through that experience and going through that experience. Specifically during these weeks, beginning with Shmos and leading, you know, through this exile and this pain of being in Mitzrayim, and this Kur HaBarzel of Mitzrayim, and then coming out of Egypt with all the miracles, ultimately coming to Har Sinai and coming to getting the Mishpatim of going to Eretz Yisrael. These weeks of Shovavim are an opportune time to focus on exactly what the exile of Mitzrayim was all about, and really what it is all about. Maharal says that we want to understand the notion of a Jew in exile, you have to understand what was happening in Mitzrayim. This is like the This is the prototypical exile that the nation of Israel goes through. The fall from Gan Eden is what takes place on a personal level, on a universal level. And fall and the leaving of Egypt, Maral says, is what happens to Klal Yisrael. So just one idea from the Baal Shem Tov, and then to try to see how we can live this a little bit more consciously in our lives. The teaching from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, from the Toldos, was the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov who recorded his teachings, the second Makar on the page. Shamati Memori, learned from my teacher, I received from the Baal Shem Tov. Ki inyin golos Mitzrayim, We were lacking in das, consciousness, and awareness. Das. We lost the awareness that there's a God in the world, and that God is directing the world, and that everything is taking place in Mechadish B'tuv B'chol Yom Tamid, and that all of creation is renewing itself every single moment. The Alter Rebbe says that every single moment that we're in the world, Hashem is creating the world again and again and again, and hitting the refresh button again and again and again and again. That every moment that we exist, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Vayihi Or, let the firmament separate from the lower waters. Let the water separate from the earth. Let the part of Yishuv Tzu, let every single moment that we exist, that we're alive in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing the world to be alive at that moment." And in Mitzrayim, we lost sight of that. We lost sight of that. Until Moshe was Bechinas Hadas. Moshe represents that aspect. He manifests it's Das. Moshe is the one who embodies this Das. And through the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu was the vehicle to display before Paro and Klal Yisrael, there was this renewal of consciousness, this renewal of awareness. So in this week, when Moshe is sticking his hand in his armpit and pulling out Tzaras, and throwing the stick on the floor and it turning to a snake, and then the snake is eating the other snakes. All of these things are to try to peel away the husk of this lack of recognition that God is running the world and God is directing every aspect of creation. The thing that in these psukim that describe the initial work that Klal Yisrael are doing in Mitzrayim, there's five different ways that describes that we're working. Five different ways that we're stuck in avoda, and it could be that there's a remez to this idea that Baal Shem Tov says that golus means golus hadas, because there are five aspects of the soul: neran chai, nefesh ruach, neshama chai, yechida, and that the goal of Paro explicitly and implicitly was to cover that up. You can't extinguish the soul of a Jew; it's impossible. It's like a ner Hashem nishmas adam, like the lantern of God, but it's more like a Shabbos lamp. That even if it's closed, and it looks like there's no light coming from there, all you have to do is turn it a little bit and move the covering, and a Yid is shining. A Jew is shining. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. And it could be also why this five Lashonos of Gula, Tzeki, Tzat, Vagalt, Vakachti, Vevesi, is that as much as Paro tried to push us down into this place of Klipa by covering up, by being kofar on the five levels of the soul, through the five aspects of avoda that are the unique aspects of avoda that the mafarshim darshan out in these psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out one stage after another stage after another stage until we reached the level of yechida, which is the kutzah shel yud, which is the highest manifestation and expression of self, and that takes place on Seder night. Says the Chernobyler Magid, Menachem Nachum of Chernobyl. Was a Talmud he knew the Baal Shem Tov, he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. When the Baal Shem Tov left the world, he went to learn by the Magid, by the great Magid. Says the Chernobyler Magid, Ach denoda sod golos Mitzrayim, hu ki adas haya begolos, shetzorech leida sheyesh borei baruch hu, vehem lo yadum ha-borei baruch hu. They just didn't know from God. The way that begins is you see already in the beginning, Elish Shmos B'nei Yisrael, L'Boi Mitzrayimah. We're reminded of the names. At the end of Vayechi, we have the names of the Jews in Mitzrayim, going to Mitzrayim, and then the names again, reminding us of ourselves, of who we are. But then Paro comes, didn't know Yosef, he didn't know the Tzaddik. He didn't know that Tzaddik. He didn't know that there was something different about these people, that they had this Aura Tzaddik. And then slowly but surely, after a generation, after another generation, we know that they kept the Jewish names. We know that we kept our language. We know that we had certain customs. We know the Tanna Dvei Eliyahu tells us that Jews would get together in Mitzrayim and remind each other. They remind themselves that we're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They knew that they had grandparents. They knew that they had this Zaydi called Yaakov. They knew that Zaydi of Yitzchak and of Avraham. They knew that they're part of this narrative, but they forgot about God. They're disconnected from the light. They're going through motions and had the levushim, but the das wasn't there. The essence wasn't there. The pnimius wasn't there. Skip down a little bit, a couple lines down. Margal b'pumei d'rav b'al shem tov nishmaso beginzei merom mizchus yigein aleinu. Based on the pasuk, v'sartem v'avadatem Elohim achirim. It will stray from the path. V'sartem will stray. Literally means will turn. Turn away. V'avadatem Elohim achirim. And we end up serving other gods. Said the Baal Shem Tov, miyad techef k'shesartem eis Hashem. As soon as we turn away from Hashem, in other words, have a hesech hadas, as soon as we turn away, miyad v'avadatem Elohim achirim. Right away, boom, we're into other gods. As soon as we lose focus for a moment of Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, that God is with me always, that I am a chelik elokam imal, and that God is creating me every moment and directing my steps and with me, imcha etzlecha v'itcha tamid, like Rabbeinu says, with me every second, every moment, no matter where I am, what I'm doing, that God is with me. As soon as I lose that awareness for a moment of v'sartem, it's not a slippery slope. We're already there in Elohim Acherim. We're already there in Elohim Acherim. That's already idolatry. Miyad v'vadatim Elohim Acherim ki zeu ikr hadas. Leida, to know, shekol kochosav v'chiyusav v'abori baruch v'takif v'balei choles v'balei kochos kulam. To know, to be aware that it's all God. That however I'm doing in school and whatever bright I am, however well I'm doing in my LSAT preparation, or how well I'm doing with my studying test, or however great my resume looks, or however good I look in non pleated pants, lo leino. So I think it's me. I think I'm the one who's doing it. That's the power mentality of Levina, of building bricks. No, that's already a level place of asartem. All of the kochos, our talent, our abilities, our intellect, our charisma, whatever gift that we're granted, it's a gift from Hashem. V'techet, and as soon kishasar midas zeh, as soon as I turn away and I have a hesech, adas, from that expression, from that consciousness, obed olim acherim, kochos acherim. I already like thinking the kochos, it's coming from myself. I mean, it's coming from the self-help book I read. Maybe it's coming from the chizik tape I listened to. Whatever it may be, or tape. Zul sabori baruch hu she'in lo das zeh shekol hakochos shelo abori baruch hu. That sense of that forgetfulness, that forgetfulness or that lack of awareness, that's called golus. That's called being an exile. It's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Bechina of Das, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who embodies this awareness, who represents this God consciousness, comes in to take us out of Mitzrayim, that the whole beginning of that comes from that Moshe was Sar Liros, that Moshe also has this, he also turns. He's going along the way and he sees the snare. And he turns and he sees the snare and he recognizes that this is something different. And Moshe noticed. The same way that we can fall out of that awareness, Sar, we can turn right back on. That's what as if in the Karlina that Rav Shlomo would say, that a Jew who's not able to daven the strongest mincha after the biggest aveira hasn't entered the threshold of the Beis Medrash, of the Baal Shem Tov. Then if we do something that humiliates us or degrades us or embarrasses us, or by ourselves or around people, whether it's benadam makom or chavero, it's on the computer, it's among people, whatever it may be, it's something that we say or something we do, and we feel like. Gross from Megusham and dejected from it. So the Baal Shem Tov says, if you're not able to turn around, turn from that and say, okay, I'm out of that now, and I'm going forward into something positive. So good, see, you don't know what it is to be a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, to live a Torah HaGoelis, a redeemed Torah. Because that's how much Hashem is believing in us. That's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is believing in our ability to to turn the Shabbos lamp. It's closed. Okay, it's open now. The light was on. It looks dark. And you turn it a little bit, and now it's shining as strong as it was before. The Makor Chaim on the Baal Shem Tov explains. Five lines down. Kach ba hamitzvah anochi havaya lokecha asher tzisicha meretz Mitzrayim. That moment that changed the entire world forever, when Hashem said, Anochi, Ananafshi, Ksavi said, Hashem gave himself over to the world and injected the soul of the world at Har Sinai. That moment of revelation, that greatest moment in human history since creation and until Mashiach, that moment, Anochi, Hashem Elohecha, Asher, Otsisicha, Meretz Mitzrayim. Because if you want to really know Anochi, that I'm God, so you have to come out of Mitzrayim. Shahita Bashari Tumad Krov LaVeda. You were stuck in that place, in that klipa, and it looked like it was all was going to be lost. It was so dark. V'sham nisgala hashchina v'heir l'cha v'das l'goloscha. Dafka, daika there, in the Memtet Shari Tuma, specifically in that broken place, Ervas Ha'aretz. Ervas Ha'aretz. Specifically from that place, Heir l'cha b'das l'goloscha. Mizet teida, and from there we have to know Ulahamin. It's not an emotional thing. It's not I have to feel inspired and I have to feel connected. Teida, we have to know there's something true. It's true, it's true. It's real, it's real. Whether we feel it or not, irrelevant. Teida, we have to know Ulahamin and believe it. Shibachol tnua, and every action and every movement that we do or that we do not do, alufo shel ola mistater shan. That's where God is. In the small, minor, irrelevant, what we think, what's the big deal? Tnua, in every single tnua. That's where Hashem reveals himself. That's where the Anochi is. V'hu mitzvas asi sheyeda ha'adam she'ein shum masach mavdol beino beino lov b'frat b'shas toru tefila. To know that there's no separation, there's no division, it's all imaginary. The first mashal that the Baal Shem Tov told over of the servant coming to the castle with all the seven walls and the moats and all the, it's all an illusion, it's not real. It's a figment of our imagination. Distance from God, alienation from holiness, being in a yerida, being down, it's in das, it's in our mind. The Alter Rebbe said that people talk about Gula and Mashiach, and we think they take the Jews out of Gullus. But that's the easy part. The hard part is taking Gullus out of a Yid. Is taking that mentality that, I'm no good, barely davened, I came late, whatever, I'm not doing anything interesting to Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't learn Gemara, I hate Tosfos, if Tosfos were alive, I'd no, I'm saying, like, all those feelings of like all those that sinna kvusha that we have for tzaddikim, that the Chazal say sinna kvusha that we have for holiness and for good people, like it's all imaginary that there's distance between us and holiness. It's the Shabbos lamp. It's just a turn. We're there. Like the Kotzker said, that the difference between a person who is the greatest sinner and the greatest tzaddik is like kemizrach marav, and that tshuva. It's like, you know. So the Bali Musar say, it's like, you know, a person who's living a life of Torahs and the Mizrach, a person who's a maskil, and a person who's, you know, not davening and not learning and not an ayin getug, and the sugya is like in the marav on the other side of the world, and the stain of domo lahavdil between a ben Torah. The Kotzker said, the difference between Mizrach and marav, Mizrach and marav, is turning. Now I'm facing this way, now I'm facing that way. Moshe Rabbeinu is walking on the street, and he's a child of Paro's palace. And he turns, and he sees. He sees the. He turned, and he noticed the snap, and everything changed from there. V'sartem, v'vartem olimachim. We can be doing everything v'sartem. We forget for a minute how much Hashem is connected and interested in us, and how much Hashem is believing in us. That's already called avodah zarah. That's already called avodah zarah. It's not called being here. It's called idolatry. Okay, so we're not idolaters. We're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We believe b'havaya echad. So turn this way. Turn that way. Yeda shehem levushin v'kisuyin. To know that distance is perceived. That the feeling that we're far away and chet, that we do something wrong, it doesn't stick to us. It's levushin v'kisuyin. We can take it off. We can remove it. We can just take it off. It's not part of our etzem. In every aspect of creation, there's etzem and gilui. There's essence, what it is, and then there's gilui, the way it reveals itself. There's who I am, and then there's the impression that you give, you know, because of the clothing that you're wearing. Wearing a nice suit, coming to an interview wearing a nice suit, it makes a different impression if you come to an interview wearing a Slayer t-shirt and an army. It's a different expression. Same person. The guy can read stocks or read an X-ray the same way, but the gilui of the person is expressed differently. There's a different lavush. There's a different kisui. So sometimes we get stuck in lavushim or kisuim that are negative, called chet, called hirhurim, called bad stuff on the internet, called lashon hara, called jealousy, called taiva. Called overeating, called trying to sleep 18 hours on a Shabbos. Whatever it may be. Whatever the kisui or gilui may be, but realize that that's external to self. That's external to who we really are. It's a kisui and a gilui, that's called an illusion. Yeda shem levushin kisuyim. Shekodesh Baruch Hu mistater sham liros lemi yifna levavcha. To know, where's your heart? The second column there in the Makor Chaim. Ein shum metzius bilti Hashem yisparach. There's no reality or existence in the world devoid of godliness. Everything is God. Immanent, transcend everything. We have to try to be conscious of that, to know that we're connected on high. And he explains that specifically in Torah and Tefillah, it's like when there's a, when you're plugged into a stronger source, or when, like on your phone, you can have the screen. You can adjust the lighting on the screen. It could be at 45% or 65%, 80%. If it's at 80%, it takes up more battery. But a Jew, we can put our screen at 100%, we can put it at 90%, and we're plugged in. We have to know that we're always plugged in. And that if we express it at 100, it's not going to use up the battery. Because we're plugged in, because we're connected to the Ein Sof. Sometimes, you have a little battery left, so you go on the phone and you change it, so it's that it doesn't shine anymore. There's not much light coming from it because I know I'm not going to be able to charge it for another couple hours, so I don't want to express it. You dim it down a little bit. But we're always connected. We have to believe that we can put it up to 100% because we're connected to the Ein Sof. Because the Oral Key is expressed through us. So shine. Let it be. And it's only our imagination and fear, which is expressed in lack of confidence, then we don't crank it all the way up. We don't let it pump, let it go. The kasher anshe hadas yodin zeh. This is about six lines down, the second column. Sha'alufa shel olam b'chol hevel v'dibur v'tnua. That God is in every breath, and every word, and every action of our lives. That God is manifest there. As nishbarin kol hachomos, all those walls are broken down. All of the illusions, all of the masks are peeled off. V'nistalkim kol hamachshavos begilui hashchina oro yizbarach hameir. We realize that the light of God is shining there. And we're plugged in. And that we're shining that light. But that depends on das. That depends on our awareness of it. It's happening. Question is, do we know that it's happening? So I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I didn't daven. I didn't put in daven today. I didn't learn today. I didn't say bracha before I ate. Or, what I did last night. That's an emotion. That's an illusion. There's a reality taking place. There's something that's happening. It's real. It's going on. Das doesn't mean feeling it. Das means knowing it. They say that Rav Noach Lechovich was by the Beis Medrash, and he heard that there was one of the chevra there was after davening with his talis and tefillin saying ani mamin b'muna shleim b'vir. He's like, but do I really believe? And then he'd say, oi. And he went through each one of the ani mamins. Ani mamin b'muna shleim shabor yizbarach shmo. Do I really believe? Halvai should believe. And then this repeated itself over and over and over again. So Noach Lechovich went over and said, you got it all wrong. It's not halavai I should believe, or if only I believed, or do I really believe this? Ani Maman is a statement of fact. That's really what we are. That's really what we think. That's really what we know. Whether I'm feeling it right now, whether I'm aware of it, whether I'm conscious of it or not, Whether I'm expressing it or not, okay, that's another story. Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, self-evident truths. Thomas Jefferson, one of the great beacons of moral philosophy of his generation, lived at the same time as the Baal Shem Tov Havel. The same, there was light coming down into the world where people were believing in other people. There was such a thing where people were being lifted. After the French Revolution, in the American Revolution, those generations, that there was an awakening in the world. There was an awakening in the world. Reb Tzadok writes it, that there's an awakening in the world. There's a certain door that opened up. So the difference is that Thomas Jefferson, like he owned slaves. And when he writes in his diary, and there was an article in the New York Times this last month, right? That's in his diary, that like he's told me, he said, like, I have these slaves and I would like for them to be equal men. I'd like to treat them as equals. I'd like to treat them as equals because we're all created in the image of God. And this is self-evident truth. He wrote it. But he has a whole cheshbon in his diary there that if he would get rid of these, you know, 26 slaves or these 32 slaves or whatever it is, so the cost of production on his estate will change and his plantation will change and he won't be able to turn a profit. So money talks and, you know, the values system walks because, okay, they're creating... In other words, that's called Golas Adas. That's cool, you have an idea in Chachma. I believe, he knows it. He knows something, he has that idea, but it can't manifest itself in his daily living because, like Lamaisa, I would like to go learn, but I know learning is important every day. I know it's important to daven mincha and ma'arav, the minyan. Like, I know that's like, I know, I believe that. Like, but I don't want to date somebody who's going to, who would be okay with somebody who doesn't go to mincha ma'arav, but like, I don't do that. That's Thomas Jefferson owning slaves. The things he also had, like, a number of children. He had a number of Einikloch, you know. John Starks is an Einikloch. He had descendants from his slaves because he couldn't bridge what he knew to be true with how he was living his life. There was a disconnect between Or and Kli, a disconnect between Chachma, and there was no Das. Das means that I'm connected to this idea and that I'm living with this idea. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim fell into a place where they became disconnected from it. They knew we were sons of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Knew we have Moshe. Knew that we were something different about us than the Egyptians. Like, we don't dress like them, we don't speak like them, we have different names. But they were lacking Das. They're lacking that connection. Mamish Mitzias Mitzrayim, shebechol yom, asher samta osos umovus in beretz Mitzrayim ad hayom hazeh Yirmiyahu Navi says that this exile and redemption from Mitzrayim is taking place every single day ad hayom hazeh. Ki bechol yom adam yored l'kama bechinos. Every day we fall and we struggle and we go down into different aspects of exile. Different aspects of Golas Hadas, like Yaakov Avinu was afraid of. And Hashem tells Yaakov, Anochi Eiredim Chametzrayim, I'm going to go with you into those dark places. It's true. Part of your personal and national story is that you're going to go to Mitzrayim and it's going to be difficult there. And you're going to be schlepping around, picking up pieces of straw and broken from the physical labor and being Maros Chayim. It's all true. But you have to know, Anochi, Hashem says, I will be with you in Mitzrayim. Anochi yiredimach Mitzrayim. V'anochi, again, an I, ha'olcha gam alo. Anochi, Hashem elokecha. Anochi, avai elokecha. Asher, hotzeisicha, meretz Mitzrayim. It's part of the story. There's no God without the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. God reveals Himself to us via our experience in a place called Yerida. Min ha'meitzar karosia. In a place of struggle. It's a mazel tov that they feel great, and mazel tov you understood the sugya, and mazel tov that, you know, like, you're excited to go to mincha every day. Like, it's great. It's very, very good, and it's great that you, like, can't wait to listen to Daf Yomi today. You know, I'm a little behind, but you know, you're reading about these beverages they were drinking. My God, you know what I'm saying? You read the footnotes there, the beverages was going on there, the gonorrhea beverages. Like, I can't wait. This is really like, this is going to be great. I'm going to feel, I'm going to sense the light of the divine in this. Okay, it's very good. It's very good if that's what you're feeling at that moment. But like, that 20 minutes after the Farbringen doesn't last for more than that. And then we find ourselves again in a Bechina of, okay, I'm not really so, you know, Vimaru, I'm feeling like I'm not so excited about this. It's a little stale, or I'm a little tired, or, you know, I don't really believe in what I'm doing. Okay. Anochi havaya alokecha, asher hotzisicha, meretz Yisraelim. That's fine. This is where our relationship unfolds. They have nice moments. It's great. Going on vacation with your wife, going out to like a nice place and having like a couple quiet days away from like the busyness of life is great. Those days are not, those are like far and few between. They're the magical days. And the last hour of the Purim Suda is the, you know, the special moments, and that sitting by the Pesach Seder, you know, could be the, but those things happen every so often. They're every so often. It's the day-to-day Mitzrayim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself in a real way to us. We don't feel it all the time because we're not always aware of it. Tzadik be'emunoso shemamin she'ein shum metzios sh'roa v'shomea bilti Hashem misparach. There is nothing in the world other than God. V'chol ma'oro she'heim heim hashkacha pratis. And everything that I'm going through, including my kotzer ruach and my avodah kasha, it's all mito yisbarach. It's all from Hashem. And it's specifically at those moments, bending down, picking up straw, in a place of total pizur, not just pizur physical, but pizur ha-nefesh, totally scattered brained all over the place, without a moment of yishuv hadas, where we can stop and say, this is the experience of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. But Hashem is pulling me out of that. Hashem put me in that, and Hashem is pulling me out of that. Hashem is with me before in Eretz Canaan with Yaakov. Hashem is with us afterwards at Har Sinai and in Eretz Yisrael. But in between, Anochi Eirei Malach. Also, that's where the Iker Kesher is expressed. That's where the primary Kesher is placed. But that Pizur HaNefesh, where it's like you can't. You ever have that when you're texting somebody back, and they already texted you, and like, so you sent it, but didn't get it yet, and they responded, and then like they're two steps behind you, and you're like, what time are we meeting? And the guy, you know, already like texted you like 3 o'clock, and like, okay, thanks. The guy writes, 3 o'clock, can you make it? And you're like, yes, I'm, you know, it's like back with this, and then at the same time, and something else, someone's calling you, and they have a phone call, and on this and that, and we're in the middle of finals, and have to like this relationship developing, whether it's wife or a friend or a sibling or a parent and or a roommate, and someone's going through something, you have to like pay attention to that. And there's also like davening, and there's also whatever work, and it doesn't get easier when you get older. It's more, and there's more things to juggle, and that's pizur hanefesh. But that's the way Hashem made it. That pizur hanefesh is where Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals Himself. So you just slow down. The Kotzke says, "Mavadet mehira me'al pnei adama," that will quickly be, you know, destroyed, quickly thrown off the land. "Mavadet mehira," says, because of mehira, because we're trying to get everything, we're trying to like get it all. "Vavadetem" will be lost completely. It's that mehira, that pizur, that just stop, collect ourselves with yishuv hadas, Says the Alter Rebbe. In the yem yem, I like saying it like that. I feel more legit. Rabbeinu Agadol Hazaken, the Alter Rebbe. Sidur lefnei anash anshei shlomeinu ha'avoda b'moach. Set out the course of Chabad Chasidus, of this connection, understanding our connection to God b'moach, intellectually. L'chapes esa'emes, to search for the truth. L'vaker kol tnua, to search and experience every movement in a mindful way, in a meditative way, in a thoughtful way, in a conscious, focused way. Shetiyeh rak kifi ha'emes, uba al yidei avoda. To realize that what we're doing is avoda, that there's something important in what I'm doing. Taking out the garbage, making coffee, taking a shower, going to sleep, brushing my teeth, going to work, studying for finals, sending out resumes, doing the launch, whatever. That everything that I'm doing, kol tenua, Not kol tenua when I'm in shul. Not kol tenua every action when I'm learning, when during tkiya shofar, or when I'm doing the anuim, or when I'm building the sukkah, so then I'm engaged in something holy. But kol tenua al yedei avoda, to know that there's an avoda in everything. Va'avoda zo eina kamosha toim bezeh toz gomor lachshov. And it's not like people make a toz gomor, like a complete fashla, a total fail, epic fail in our understanding of what avoda means. Lachshov shetzarech lefarik harim l'shaber slayim. There's an epic fail in our understanding of the primary tenets of Judaism to think that it's about moving mountains, and that it's like this amazing, huge, big thing, Oberkeren de Welt, to turn over the whole world. It's an epic fail in our understanding of what it means to be a Jew to think that to serve God means to turn over all of the world, to flip over all of reality, go to the end of the world to do something extreme and something difficult and something high. Ha'emes ha'gomor, the complete and absolute truth. Asher kol avoda upoa. Eza shi'iyu. Whatever it is that we're doing, whatever it is that we're involved in, that we're engaged in, bekavana amitis, to do it with mindfulness, with kavana, with da'as. Dayu maspik. It's enough. A bracha, bracha bekavana, a bracha. Verden davenin kidboi b'achanas halev, to daven properly with a little bit of kavana kivun. Kavana comes from direction, but it also means to tune an instrument. A little bit to tune, just to get it right. A little. B'achanas halev uv'yidia lifnei mi'at ta'omed. To stop in the middle of the davening, in the middle of the psukei dezimra, in the middle of the catching up, in the middle of the skipping from Baruch Shama to Ashrei to Yishtabach, in the middle of that, whatever, in the middle of that, to just take a deep breath and to know, lifnei mi ani omed. What am I doing? What the hell am I doing here right now? I'm davening. Okay, I'm with Hashem right now. Came late, I'm catching up. I'm not all those things that I read in Sichas Vavodas Hashem and all about. And all those like Tzimayrisms about like I'm going from like Yud to Hey and now I'm moving into Vav Hey and I'm going from the outside part of the Mikdash and now I'm going into the Heichal and now I'm coming to place it. What does that do for you at that moment? It makes you feel like a loser. It makes you feel like a total loser. And you look around and you're in a shul that like, you know, what am I, you know, you're not like, what am I doing here? And you realize that like the guy who you think is a nobody next to you, like he got there early. And he put on his tefillin, and he's davening, and he's sitting there in Golus, stuck somewhere between Ashrei and Yishtabach, and they're already at Baruch Hu. And at that moment, Das is in Golus, I'm totally disconnected. Das comes from Adam knowing Chava. What does it mean to know someone in the biblical sense? They're connected, Chibor, they're totally connected. He was there. At that moment, don't make any mistake. I'm collecting straw in Egypt. At that moment, I'm on the ground, and there's a taskmaster, and I'm collecting straw somewhere in Egypt. That's called Golas Hadas. Says the Alter Rebbe, to know, v'chanas alev v'yidia, to know, at that moment, to know, I'm standing with Hashem. A pasuk chumash b'yidia shu'davar Hashem, shu'dvar Hashem. A pasuk chumash b'yidia. Bless you. Bless all of you. A pasuk tehillim. Mida tova. A good mida. Lekariv libo shel chavero be'ava. To be open with a person. To be respectful. To be mindful of another person's feelings. To give shalom aleichem and to really give it. To say hello to a person and really say hello to them. To once in a while ask someone how they're doing and actually be interested in knowing how they're doing. That's called das. That's called chibur. Emes hadavar, the truth of the matter is, asher b'chdei lahagil azat tzrichim yigia rabba v'atzuma. This is not, you'll say like, oh, here we go, here we go, here he is, he's the great rationalizer, the great justifier, no, he's going to come and, the great validator of the Yerida, coming to say, it's okay, so you just come to shul, and say, Baruch Shamar, asher yishtalach, bon shalom loves you, Hashem is nachas, hey, the Hashem is tremendous. You know, the great validators which we end up saying, this is not a encouragement to go chatzi chamor on Yiddishkeit. This is for us to understand that when we're in that place of galus, when we're there, when the mikvah didn't happen, and then that, you know, the hizbodos before davening didn't happen, and the koch v'boker piyut in the beginning of that Breslov Siddur didn't happen before, you hear what I'm saying, before Melech's tefillah, kodem tefillah, to say, when that didn't happen, and you realize you didn't even wash Nagel Vasser, and you're stuck somewhere between Asherah and Ishtabach, and they're already like about to Shemon Esrei, and you feel like you're, you know, feeling like, Mr. I got my, I'm I have Gartel on, so like I'm a big balavoda. Like, this is not saying that, like, this is saying at that moment, to have das, to collect ourselves at that moment, and have not, at this moment, the way I am right now, Hashem loves me the way I am. Rav Nosson came into the world not to encourage us to have Yiridas, and not to validate the reason, saying, it's okay, like, it's okay, you know, so, you know, whatever, you're not like the real deal, you know, whatever, okay. That's not Rav Nosson came and said, Hashem loves you even though you're a loser. That's not Rav Nosson, that's not the Or Tzaddikim in the world. Or Tzaddikim in the world, from Rav Nosson, from the Baal HaTanya, from Rav Nachman, from the Baal Shem Tov, the light that's shining is saying, where we are right now, no, you're in Mitzrayim right now. And there's five different ways that Paro is crushing us with this hard work. He's trying to get us to believe that the light is off. No, that the light is on, even when the Shabbos clock is dark, even when it seems dark in them, the light's on. That's it. And start from there. That's called Nekuda Tova. Start from that point. Don't say, well, I'm going to come to shul late anyways, I have Nekuda Tova and Hashem loving me, so it's all good. That's called being a liar. It's called being lazy. Hashem, that happens. But within that, to stop and take a deep breath and collect ourselves, and to have a Geula Dika moment of Yishav Hadas, and to say, Im Kol Zeh, right now where I am, Kol Ma'oro Sein Vashkacha Pratis, right now, Hashem is with me. Emes HaDavar, at the end of the bottom of the page here, Shebechdei LaHagil is that to get to this, Tzrichim Yigia Rabba V'Atzuma. It takes work. It takes effort. Pashut Lernin Arivuyin from Vashtein Kol Echad Lufi Erchav, to learn, and according to our own ability to understand. V'az Hashem be'ezro yishiyek fi ha'emes. Hashem will help us as much as we invest ourselves. Golos hadas means that I'm not connected. That I think that in order to impress God or to find favor in the eyes of Hashem and to do it right, I have to do more and more and more and more, and I have to do it bigger, and I have to do it more mufraz with more chumras and more, and get like more hidurim and thicker tzitzis and more perushim, and have a more impressive pile of books. But that's not it. That's covering up, that's overcompensating for really not believing that Hashem is interested in me. I have to do more and more and more and more in order to, like, because I'll feel like, no, there's really something changing about me. That's not it. Baduka Munusa, it's tested and tried. That the more we overcome, the more we do to think that we have to change and grow and find Chayin in the eyes of Hashem, the more we really don't believe that we're bringing Nachas to Hashem by a pasuk in Davin, a pasuk in Tehillim, a pasuk in Chumash. It's not more, it's deeper. Value attribution is not quantitative. That's the world of Esav. That's the outside world that says the more you have, the better you are, the more worthwhile you are. The better you did on your SATs, the more chashav you are. The more goals you scored in high school hockey, so the more you're worth something. No, the better car you have. We're not there. It's trite, and it's superficial, and it's already silly, and it's degrading already to talk like, oh, we're not there. Forget that. We're worse than that, because we apply those klalim, those rules to ruchnius. And we need more svarim, and we need more idurim, and to do more things will cover Shabbos. It's not more; it's deeper. Because fish for Shabbos we have, the challah, the bekish for Shabbos, the hat for Shabbos, the this for the kiddush for Shabbos, but have it the Shabbos for Shabbos. It's all the same story. That means there's no das in it. To be going through all the motions, but we're not really there because we don't really believe, don't really know that a Kodesh Baruch was with us in that galus. That's called galus hadas. Galus hadas expresses itself in many ways. And just Rosh Yiprakim, food for thought, homework for thought. Gol Sadas is that attitude that in order to be connected to Hashem, I have to be in a certain place. It has to be certain conditions, certain environment. The lights have to be just right, the candles on the table just right, I have to have the right vart and the right speaker and the right niggun and the right... And that's important. That's important. Anybody who... we spend a lot of time on that. That's important. But those are the key, those are the levushim. That's just the outside. That's just the start. That's just the start. Golos Hadas is that I think I have to be in a certain place in a certain time in order to be with Hashem. And I think that those certain times and places are more with God than other times. And it's not true. There are different things I do at different times. We read Megillah on Purim. We eat Matzah on Pesach. We sit in Sukkah on Sukkis. We daven Shachris Mincha Mar. We go to a shul. And we have a chavusa with a book. And that's all good. Golos, exile, means exiling God to those moments and those places. We talked about this 1,000 times. It means putting God in that box and locking away Hashem in that moment, in that experience, in that ritual, in that object, in that object, in that menorah, in that Vihi Noam and L'shem Yichud, and that half hour by the Neros, like putting God in that box, as if to say, like, that's it. So, okay, it's a little bit better than someone who doesn't believe in Torah Masinai and uses it as a cultural symbol of the Maccabees. Okay, but it's not that, not really. Maybe they're more, they're probably more mystic about it. Golos is locking God away and saying that I have to go somewhere to be close and I have to do something to be close. Geula is realizing that I'm there, I'm close. And that I'm doing these things, these mitzvos, doing these actions in order to express that closeness. It's working from the inside out as opposed from the outside in. Golos Hadas is manifest in Sheifa. Sheifa. Remember that word? Sheifa. Yearning, desire. I want to learn. I'm shtaig. I want to finish shas. And those are good things. And it's good. And that's a holy thing. To want and to have big ideas of what I'm going to accomplish, what I'm going to do. But we can get stuck in that sheifa and think that unless I do that, this is not really worth anything. And that's not true. It's not the SATs. We can be stuck in sheifa. We can be stuck in the dimyon and the imagination that we're this, you know, growing ben Torah, vibrant ben Aliyah, because I live in this community or I made this choice as I send my kids to these schools, or because I wear this clothing, or because I have this type of language that I use, or because I look a certain way, or because, like, I don't know, look, because I'm married to it, look at the type of house I have. Like, I have, you know, I don't have this house, and I have this, so therefore, and we can get stuck in that. We can get stuck in that dimyon, and that gilui of self, and forget about really who I am. Because I'm so busy making it look a certain way, and forget about actually being that way. That's called Golos Hadas. And then I'm walking down the street on the way to work or on the way from work, commuting or studying or going to the MCAT class or the LSAT class or the GMAT class or the GRE class. I feel like I should be learning. I should be listening to a shiur right now. I should be doing something because what I'm doing is not meaningful. The thought that I'm living 23 hours during the day in order to get to that 1 hour where I can take deep breath and daven and learn. So then, that's a very good hour. It's a beautiful hour. It's a sweet hour. But we've created this construct that that's my meaning. That's me. What about the rest of the 23 hours? So okay, I'm sleeping so that I can get up and have koach to learn. And I'm having nice clothes. I should be able to look like a ben Torah. And I'm working so that I have money so that I can get tzedakah, so that I can support most of those so that I can help support Torah, and that's why the work is meaningful and the money is meaningful. And that's a lie. That's a Ponzi scheme that's been sold by the Torah world in the last 100 years. That's destroying us from the inside out. It's not real. That's Golos Hadas. Sleeping is meaningful because that's the way Hashem made us. We have to go to sleep. If Hashem didn't want us to turn our body off consciously and go to sleep, then Hashem wouldn't have made our body like that. It's not meaningful so that
I'm going to go to sleep, then I'm going to be able to get up and learn. I'm going to play hockey so that I can have koach afterwards, so that I can go learn. Okay, that's nice, that's sweet. But you, after a while of hearing that pounded at us, and Musar, and the Shmuzin, and growing up with that, we start to realize, wait, everything I'm doing is only meaningful for the time I'm learning? And when I'm learning, do I understand what I'm doing? When I'm learning, do I enjoy what I'm doing? Am I drinking the beverages that I'm reading? I'm saying like that. This is all of that is for this. All of that is so that I should get in daven and by get to shul and daven and then when I get to shul and I'm late and like I have to go to pick up my phone, I have to go to the bathroom in the middle. So like then what? It's like the whole last 23 hours are in the garbage retroactively because that davening, like I didn't go through the four worlds and reach Yechida and go into the Kodesh Kedoshim by Yishman Esrei, and like it wasn't Mezavei goes Zivugim and whatever. Like, so then what? So then everything I did was meaningless? And all the time that you, like, could that really be? That, of Kluger explains, is the essence of Galus Hadas. And that's a walking Chorban. And when a person is walking around the world thinking that everything I'm doing is meaningless because I'm not davening, I'm not learning at that minute. That walking expression of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That is Egypt. That's Mitzrayim. And it's not like a free license to say someone's going to chill and eat and drink and be merry and play hockey and whatever, not have to worry about davening and learning. But no, it's understanding. We knew how precious it was that we're aware of God. And that God, what does Hashem want from us? Kim lirasa, to be aware of Him. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Tamid doesn't mean, like, it's nice that there's a sign in Shul that says Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, and you're standing at the talus and tefillin, and God willing, the talus over your head one day, and you're sitting there and davening, and you're looking at a sign that says Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. What else? I've said this a thousand times. You need a sign on the refrigerator, and at the computer, and on the basketball court, and at the law firm, and at the supermarket, that this is also Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Like, okay, I know I'm in my sukkah, okay, I'm in a moment, I'm in a ritual, we exile God to those places so much so that we think that when I'm not in that, so I'm in Golos, I'm not really there, I'm not connected. And that's falsehood. That's called Golos Adas. Yediya Das means Chibur, to be connected. Four lines down in this Baal Shem Tov Anasa. This is it. This is the teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. Roi leida sod achduso yizbarach shemo. It's worthwhile to know this. It's befitting a Jew to know this teaching. Roi leida sod achduso yizbarach shemo. To know that Hashem echad, Havaya echad, Shmo echad. God is one. God is unique. Ein od milvado. God is everything. Because God is everything. Because Havaya Echad. And there's nothing devoid of that oneness. Kol makom sha'ani tofes, anywhere that I'm holding on, v'oche is bekatza, and I'm holding on to the edge, v'chelek michelek ha'achtus, and grabbing onto a part of that achtus, of that unity, harei ani tofes kulam. I'm holding on to the entire thing. Like the Mishnah in Tamura, in the beginning, it said, like, you bring a sheep and say, you hold the sheep by the leg and say, I want to give this leg to the temple. So, could you give the leg to the temple? No. The leg is part of the sheep. You're saying, I'm holding on to it and say, I'm giving this to the temple. Am I referring to the shoulder? I'm referring to this, the entire thing, the entire person, the entire cow, the entire sheep, the entire dove, the entire... Because I'm holding on to one piece of it, holding on to the entire thing. You go outside and you grab onto a tree. I hold on to a leaf. What are you holding on to? Holding on to the leaf, it's true. Also holding on to the branches, and the trunk, and the fruits, and the roots, and the entirety of the tree. That's why Torah is called Eitz Chaim. Because of this yisod. Because if I'm grabbing on, chelek, mechelek ha'achdos, and I tofes kulo. So that if I'm doing one thing, kavano bi'ava, with love and with intent, with das, shu'advekus po, the tafas, the mitzvah, Right? I'm doing a mitzvah, one mitzvah, putting on tefillin. B'shem kol Yisrael, the name of all of Israel. I'm doing one mitzvah. I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm giving tzedakah. I'm achnasas orchim, doing an errand for my parent, I'm feeding somebody, I'm going to, so doing something with das, I'm tofes bekulo, connected to it all. And it all depends on the awareness. Turning, sartam, turning away from this notion that it all depends on my doing, and realizing that Hashem runs the world, and that Hashem is with me. And then grabbing onto that das, whatever specific thing that I'm doing, whether it's lulav, or megillah, or matzah, or tefillin, or benching, or setting the table, or taking out the garbage, or driving, or shoveling the snow, or changing a diaper, or paying my bills, or commuting to work, or studying for my entrance exam, if I'm doing it with das, and awareness, that havaya echad, one of the six constant mitzvahs, that I'm connected to it all, that I'm there, I'm mechubar. Kulo biyado, the Baal Shem Tov says. It's all, I have it all. I got the whole world in my hands. I'm grabbing on to the foot of the cow, and say, this is hektish, the entire cow is hektish. Grabbing onto the leaf, I'm holding the roots. Going to work, or school, or to visit a friend, or to do something which is not an avera, daika, with das, with chibur, and a mechubar to it, you're talking to somebody, and you're talking to them, kulo biyado, I'm there, I'm with the Ribon Shel Olam. But I'm talking to that person, and while I'm talking to him, I'm doing 10 other things, I'm not with him, I'm not here, I'm not anywhere. That's called the sartim. That's pizur hanefesh. Then I'm picking up straw. I'm picking up straw. Then I'm in Pithom and Ramses in the urban commercial centers, the klipa. But if it's with das, with chibur, something pnimi, I'm there, I'm with it. Kulo biyado. Says Reb Tzadok, and this is a beautiful piece, but it's really, we'll learn the whole thing inside. Explains that seichel and ratzon, chachma and yira, it's all coming from the same place. Does God, you feel good, and you feel close to Hashem and in aliyah, in light and in goodness? That's because it's an emotion. If it comes from a place of das, of knowing, of recognition, of awareness, that it's true, then God is in the darkness as much as it's the light. God is the darkness. God is Yotzer Or Uvarei Choshech. Hakol, all, Ein Od Mavado. In the aliyah and in the yerida. In light and in darkness. In good and in evil. In Chachma and in Yira. In Seichel and in Ratzon. In my desire and in my ability to follow through with it. In my shtadlus, and in my bitachon. Not that my shtadlus is me, and the bitachon is the God part of it. Chetzi lachem, chetzi lachem. I'm doing my thing, God is doing His thing, and we'll meet up together on Friday night. Or we'll meet up together at mincha. Like right now, I'm doing my thing. There's an interesting chiluk in Bali Machshava about what kavana a person has at work. You know, I think you have to go work and chap a mishnayis in between clients, so then the work becomes meaningful. And if in the middle of my lunch break I listen to the podcast of whatever shiur, then the 2 hours before and the 6 hours after, that's meaningful. And if I say a bracha before and a bracha chana afterwards, I eat the kavana, then the granola bar is meaningful. It's not. That's, you have to make a bracha to eat it. We have to verbalize this, the fact that God is there. But eating it, because I have a body, to sustain the body, neshama and guf, light and darkness, aliyah and chutz la'aretz and eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ein od mavado. Das means understanding that I'm there. That's living with geula. Reb Mendel Vitebsker would come out of his beis medrash in Tveria, every couple hours, he'd poke his head out of the beis medrash and say, Nunu, Sizr Mashiach is here, what's going on? And they'd say, what are you talking about? What happened? What do you mean? And he'd go back into his room, like, he'd walk back into his place there, into his little cheder avoda. He was living with Mashiach, like that's where he was. He was living in Gula. He hit the Gula switch, like he flipped the switch and said, okay, I'm living like redeemed. Like the Rebbe said, like Mashiach, it's like Kama Shlema work. We're there to polish the buttons now. To polish the buttons. Like, What does it mean to polish the buttons? It means to know that, like, I'm going to meet someone, so I have to polish the buttons in order to, like, be presentable. But etzem davar, as the meeting is taking place, they're there, I'm wearing the uniform, it's about to happen, I just have to polish my button. I gotta just, you know, put on a vest, cover the coffee stain or whatever. You have to just get it together, it's happening. By the Vitebsker, it was happening. He was there, he was in it. To take the Jews out of Golos, okay, nefesh benefesh. .com or whatever. We have a movement in our generation. It's a matter of time. It's happening. History is turning. It's happening. If not us, our children. It's inevitable. Not them, their children. It's like kacha. That's happening. It's turning. But to take Golos out of the mentality, out of the consciousness, out of the attitude of a Jew, that's the challenge. Kol hatzaros v'hayisurim. Says Rav Nachman, all of our struggles and all of our pain and all the difficulties, everything that we're going through in Golos, the kol hachesronos, everything that we think that we're lacking, all of our weaknesses, sheyesh l'adam, hein b'parnasa, whether it be in work and everything involved in parnasa, figuring out what the heck we want to do with our lives, or the amount of money we're going to make, or the whatever tirda that comes up parnasa. Oh, bonim, children. How I'm going to raise them. Having children. Hashem should help. Everyone should have children. It should be healthy. Having bonim. Everything that's connected to that. And the transmission of values to them, etc. Oh, bria saguf. Health. Weight. Stress. The working of the organs. Health. Kiyotzebaz. And everything else. Parnasa. Children. Family. Everything. Hakol hurak lefi erech chesron hadas. All coming from a chesron hadas. Why is a person overweight? What happens? How does a person become overweight in such a way? Because eating without das. No, it's not healthy. No, it's bad. No, because it's not there. It's gullus. Out of mind. A person's out of their mind. A person only does something wrong because nichnas baruch shtos means they're not. I'm not there. You're not there, b'chla. Why do we do something? Why do we end up in a place we shouldn't be on online or with? Because we're just not there. We're not there. We know we don't want to. We know we shouldn't. We don't want to. But I'm not mechubar to it. And if I end up in that place, no, it's not really me. It was a person without that. It was just a body. It wasn't the soul. It wasn't mechubar. It wasn't really there. A Jew is not mechubar to chait. A Jew is not mechubar, not connected to failure. It's part of life. Not really me in that weakness. Not really me in that place. I wasn't really there. I was out of my mind. It was a moment of weakness. It was coming from chesron hadas. And when our das becomes full, when our awareness becomes complete, if you have das, what are we lacking? And if I don't have das, if I'm not connected, we can have everything in the world. We can have our entire bucket list, and then another bucket list, and have everything that we want, and she should look exactly the way we imagined, and we'll have all the money that we could possibly need. And have exactly the house and exactly the dream job. Your dream job. Without das, makanita. What's it with? And with das, if I'm mechubar to what I have, I'm happy. Shem elokecha imach, the pasuk says in Tvar. I'm not lacking anything because I'm there, I'm connected to it. I don't need anything else. I have what I need. Because I'm really there, I'm really connected. And if I'm there, that means I have everything. The whole story of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim that we're reading these next few weeks, over the next few weeks of Shovavim, are all about revealing this Da'as, this awareness of God in the place of Mitzrayim. I'm not going to read through it, but if you look at the Psukim, the Paro said, Lo Yadati Asavaya, I didn't know God was in that place. And Moshe says, Bezos Teda, Hashem, Bezos Teda, and this you'll know, Ki Ani Hashem, that I'm God, I'm there. And over again, 16, 18 times over these next few weeks, back and forth, and Moshe says, God is here. You should know, Laman Teidu. You should know that God is here. Od pam v'od pam, Laman Teida ki ein Hashem kelokeinu. Laman Teida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. That God is in the world. Laman Saper Shmi b'chol ha'aretz. That God is here in the world, in this place, in your difficulty, in your working. That God is there in the school, and God is there in the law firm. That God's not in shul. God's not in your chavrusa. God's not in that tefillin. It's there in the 23 other hours of the day. Laman Teda, to know that Anochi Havaya Elokecha, that I am there with you. So over and over and over again, you see it highlighted by the Makos. Over and over, Hashem was sending frogs and boils. For what? Laman Teidu, so that we know, so that we get it. Paro believed in God. Paro believed in Elohim. He believed in the notion of a God. Elohim, Elohim is Gematria Teva. He believed that there is a God, but not in Hashkacha. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, B'chinas Das, to awaken Hashkacha Pratis. The Klal Yisrael knows that we are here in this place because Hashem wants us in this place. And to be aware of Him, Davka, in this place. Paro is V'yimaru es chayehem. Merirus is shayach to Paro. That's Paro's injecting into us. That's the tomb of the Nachash HaKadmoni. Moshe Rabbeinu is the fixing of Adam. And Batya, the daughter of Paro, takes Moshe from the water as Chava. It's the primordial, the story of Adam Kadmon was expressing itself here. Dafkan the Yaor, which represents the irrigation of Egypt, their god, Kochi Vatsam Yadi. You have to daven for rain in Egypt to have the Yaor. Moshe comes to fix that. And Batya, Dafka goes to the Yaor to take Moshe out of there, Chava and Adam coming back together again, to undo the poison of the Nachash HaKadmoni, Paro, who is V'imaru es chayehem. It's not, you have every tree in the garden, but you don't have that one. So you want that one, because you don't have it. Because if you don't have Das, Makanisa, you're not mechubar to it, then what do you have? You could have 99.9% of it all, but if you're not mechubar to it, that's called Golus. That's called being exiled from Gan Eden, and being stuck in Mitzrayim. Gemara tells us, Rabbi Elazar teaches, Kol Adam Shiyesh Bodea Ki Ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yama. We have Das, Mechubar to what I'm doing, if I'm there, it's like I'm living in the Beis HaMikdash, living in redemption. But if not, Kol Adam She'ein Bodea, if I'm not there, Vasov Gola, I'm in exile. As the pasuk says, "Lachein gala ami mibli da'at." Yeshayahu Navi says, "Pashut pshat is that they're ignorant; they didn't know about Torah." But really, what it means is that they knew it all, but they weren't connected to it. Rabbi Levine, and it's the end of the story. Rabbi Levine and Tzadik of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Levine used to go to the Russian compound and to Akko to visit the prisoners. Over at Golis, we go to visit the prisoners. Talk about Kedusha and Klipa. Rabbi Levine was going to the Russian compound. I don't know if he went on Saturday nights, but so the Maaseh that Rabbi Levine went to the Russian compound, to the prison there, on Chol Moed Pesach, to visit the Jewish prisoners who were there. And he got there and he was talking to them about Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the Pesach Seder, they had a Seder, something, and they had matzah, and they had food, and they had, you know, some grape juice there. They had a Seder. I was talking to them about, you know, that a person has to see themselves having leaving Mitzrayim in every generation, a chesed that Hashem is pouring down on us on Pesach, and everything that's taking place, and the change in the world, and Chodesh Aviv, renewal. The Eliyahu Navi comes to the door. That's the Orosh HaMashiach that's coming into our place, into our homes, and into our world on Pesach. And he saw that, you know, one of the prisoners, like, who was listening, they're all paying attention, like, he looked crestfallen. Just his face dropped. His face dropped. He looked, like, totally. Everybody noticed there must have been something he said that this person just looked so shattered. He was uplifted, and then he looked shattered. So Barry said to him, you know, my dear brother, what happened? What's wrong? And this Jew who was in prison looked at Rabbi Levine and said, you know, you're talking about Pesach, and it was so good, Pesach, and it was nice. We had a Seder. It's hard not being with our families, but we enjoyed. We had a Seder, we had matzah, we had wine, we had food, we had meat, we had grape juice, we had it all, we did it, we had the Ka'ara. But when he talked about Eliyahu Navi, you know, it's like Eliyahu Navi comes to the door. And then we're here in prison, and what door could Eliyahu Navi come in? The door is locked.
There's a guard outside. The British are standing right outside the door. No one can come in, no one can go out. I guess that means that Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come here. Eliyahu HaNavi wasn't at our Seder. Rabbi Levine said, no, you got it all wrong. Eliyahu HaNavi is Hine Anochi Shalach Lachem. It's Eliyahu HaNavi. The Heshiv Lev Avos Albanim Velev Banim Alavosim. Eliyahu HaNavi, not coming to open the doors of our houses, the doors of our homes. Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to open our hearts. Eliyahu HaNavi was here on Pesach. Eliyahu HaNavi opened up your heart. If you believe that Eliyahu HaNavi came to you and opened up your heart, then you're living with the Mashiach reality. Redemption is not something physical. The physical constraint of our existence is part of the story. It's working from the outside in. To come, to take a Jew and put him in Eretz Israel, and lots of Jews were in Eretz Israel, who came, their life's dream to come to Eretz Israel, they're there and it's like, no, okay, I'm here, so like, now what? To keep making Aliyah. Now comes the pnimius, to understand Kedushat Eretz Israel. So many Jews are in Eretz Israel. How could it be that a Yid is willing to give you Shalayim, a Jew is willing to give away holy cities, to give away Chiron, to give away a grain of sand of the Shomron? How could it be? How could it be? Jews willing to give their life for their people, but is willing to give up. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have Shabbos, it doesn't have Yontif, it doesn't have Torah. That's called Golas Hadas. That's called Golas Hadas. To know that Eliyahu HaNavi is opening our hearts and to know the Heshiv Lev Avos Albanim, to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. That's it. To allow ourselves to go free. To allow ourselves to go free. To know that we're mechubar. Even in prison, even in Mitzrayim, even during finals time, even in unemployment, even when dating stinks, even when things are not 100% the way you want them to be. Daika anochi havaya elokecha asher hotzitzicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. God is one in the world. If we know that, if we are aware of that, we're living in a redeemed existence. Hashem should help that. Hashem sees that on a day of a vacation, on a day when the whole world is throwing off responsibility, and we're trying to like be connected, we should grant us a tremendous siyata d'shmaya and shemale havaya kol mishal slovein l'tova. Thank you guys so much for being here, and thank you again to Danny and to Jenny. Right.
Yeah.